All right, Russell Crack, welcome back to Big Bands. When I was doing my game, the cocaine and my holes had exploded in the balloon. What's the story with you?
What's the story with your drug meal? How's things, boy?
Yeah, what's the story? Episode 6. Oh, yeah, I'm joined today by Wes Doyle.
What's up?
And Mr. GTA Money, Dan Ward.
How's things, boys and girls?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Again, second time through, Dan.
Yeah, actually it is, isn't it? Second time, yeah. Sorry I couldn't get here more often.
Well, you better be.
I got duties. Or should I say duties?
I got duties. Change.
Right. So, yeah, what is this next one? This is my topic, actually.
Yep, where's one?
Oh, yeah, I actually heard that in the last episode. Bitch! I was picking this one, so.
Yeah, I picked the topic, but I still don't know what I'm doing here, so maybe kindly explain.
Well, kindly explain what the topic is, and I'll kindly explain what the crack is. What topic did you choose for winning?
The topic I picked was movies and games. So basically games that were converted into movies and vice versa.
Okay, what I got from that was video games that spawned off movies and are all with that.
Yeah, okay.
So Wes gave me that topic today and we're going to try this again. We're going to try doing another type game thing, another quiz type thing, see what rolls. We'd be a good farmer. We'd be a good farmer for a bitty band.
A good farmer.
Plough the fields. Plough the bends. For all the people at home who can't see, because this is audio and we have beautiful faces for radio.
I have no idea what's going on, myself and Dean here.
The lads don't know what's going on, I'll explain to them now. For the people at home that are listening, Wes and Dean have 17 pieces of paper in front of them blank and they have 2 pens each. What if a pen each?
Oh, I was wondering why there's so many pieces of paper.
So what I've done is, I have decided to go online and look up video game movies. I went on to Rotten Tomatoes and I got the scores.
Scores?
Rotten.com.
No, different. Rotten Tomatoes.
Good,
good fucking Jesus. Rotten Tomatoes. The critics site. Video, movie critics. You go online and you rate films.
Oh, you go, and you got a rating?
And these are ratings for which films are rotten or not. So you get given a rotten rating if they're bad films.
Okay.
Or they get given a tomato rating if they're good. I don't know how the thing works out. It's just an online thing. Mm-hmm. I went online. There was a series of 47 movies so far based on video games. I have taken 17. The whole premise of the game is each of these has a rating of a percentage.
Really?
Between 0 and 100% rotten rating. 100? 100 to 0. That's
100%. Does anybody ever get 100%?
We'll find out, won't we?
100%.
We'll find out, won't we? The whole idea of the game is I'm going to say the title of the film and you have to guess what percentage it has on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
that's
that's show it. Each other over here?
No.
What does that have to do?
These are going against each other.
So we have to hide our shit.
And you're going to write down your answer and count the three you're going to show me. So there's no way. The only reason I'm dealing with this is because if you just went one by one, you could easily have just went 50%. And Dean could easily just be a scumbag and go 51%. Or vice versa. So we're doing this. You don't know what she's writing down. And it makes it a bit more challenging. There's points up for the grabs. If you get the percentage dead on the money, if the film get 50%.
Well, that's a fucking bit, like, what do you mean? So we have to guess from 1 to 100.
Listen, if you get a bang on the money, like I said, if something's 50%, you get and you guess 50%, you get 3 points. If you are in 3% of the answer, you get 2 points. And if whoever is just closest will then get the point instead.
Okay, but that's, we have to guess from 1 to 100%?
You'll see there's a rhythm to video game movies as we go in a little bit.
It's kind of just like 1 to 10, just think of it like that. Not, yeah, but not like 1 to 100, it's 1 to 10. Maybe just think
don't overthink it.
For now.
Trust me, have a crack with it.
Just for now.
Right, yeah. But,
couldn't think of lifelines for this game because they're working against each other. I wouldn't know
so
how working works.
17 different films that were made in the game.
I didn't choose sequels. So I chose films. For example, Resident Evil is on this, so I just chose the first Resident Evil film. I didn't choose Afterlife, Underlife, Underworld, Retribution, whatever fucking names they came up with. Or Revengeance, that's usually the name for everything.
Okay, and all we have to do is guess the percentage.
Guess the percentage, that's it.
Or closest to it.
Or closest
but we're
to it.
Just going
to
base that off our own fucking opinion.
There you go.
Exactly, so yeah. Let's
okay.
Get it on.
Alright.
Drop your shit.
So, this is the last quiz is called the Bit of Bands Chico quiz. This is Bit of Bands. Eh, that's rotten. Work in progress.
Bit of Bands, yeah, that's rotten.com.
Was there anything else before we begin? No, not really. This would have been a more of a chewy episode if we had donuts.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not really because we're only getting going now.
Krusty Kremes is open, lads. Get down there.
Get down there now. You'll be in line for a while.
Let me go first.
Boys, I'm telling you, it's the nicest donuts going.
Sure, Billy. Come in down there, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Let's do it. Right, let's do it.
Let's just stop the podcast now and we just go.
Yeah, will we go after?
We just go now.
Why don't we? We'll go after.
Well, Dean, Wes, and Louis go afterwards. Find out next episode.
Right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's rotten.
That's the prize. That's it now. That's the prize. It's the donuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's up for grabs here? What's the winner get? What are the stakes?
The winner. Loser has to buy the winner donuts.
I was just going to say that.
If I don't give a fuck about losing them.
I was just going to say that. The loser has to buy the donuts. How about that?
Yeah, okay. That's actually a good one, yeah. The loser has to buy the donuts.
Loser is going
for
donuts.
Yeah, if we're going to go for donuts, if we're going to actually do this, then yeah.
Okay, loser has
to buy donuts.
And we'll see in the next podcast if we actually went or not.
Next podcast is open us, just stuffing our faces.
Right, let's do this.
So, the first movie I know you've gotten for you is Ass in Creed.
Mm.
It's a porno. No, it's not. Assassin's Creed.
That's made great. Into a movie.
Man's Love It. Yeah. Actually, only recently.
But like, that's probably showing how much.
That movie hasn't been released yet. It came out last year.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
For real?
Yeah, he's not seen it.
It's your man. What's his name? Plays Magneto in the old X-Men.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah,
it's Mickey Fassbender. Yeah.
Is it good?
No.
I haven't seen it yet, but all I've seen from it yet is he's strapped to this thing hanging from the ceiling.
That's the Animus. That is the Animus.
Yeah, but it's not what we're all been playing for years.
No, it's literally.
For years.
What's the best way to explain it? You know, imagine if the Animus is strapped to him, and when he moves, I don't know if he like jumps.
It's like them Oculus Rift machines. Another thing is you're strapped in.
So the whole thing is when he zooms into his ancestors, when he's running back in time, he's actually running on the spot. And when he jumps, he jumps in midair. But there's a part in it, and you can see him. It cuts to him in the Animus, and he jumps and hits the ground. But then it switches to him back in Spain and he tumbles and it switched back to him in the Animus. So I'm like, how did he tumble?
Yeah.
How did he fucking tumble? He would have just ripped his spine out.
That's why they switched it though. Exactly. That's
why they absolutely like, oh fuck, we just figured out we can't show this. So let's just cut around and just make sure no one questions what the fuck we did.
Yeah. Well, I haven't went to see the film myself because it ruined the game for me.
Okay, so we basically now have to guess.
What percentage is Assassin's Creed on Rotten Tomatoes? If you just can think of any lifelines you can use.
Ratings. And the percentage rating we're giving it is based on what?
On what online reviewers thought of this film.
Oh, thought of the movie. All right. Okay. Then it'll probably be...
Now, you have 70 in paper, so you want to do a big old number.
Should have thought this fucking thing through then, because now I'm trying to think if we should have
lifelines. We can't really do a lifeline, though, because what can your lifeline would affect him as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So write down your answers.
Write down a percentage number.
Write down a percentage number, and the count of three you're going to show me. And that way you can copy off each other and do one better than each other.
You know what we should have done? We should have added in, you should have threw in like a few things and we have to guess if they were made into films or not.
That's going to be really hard.
I suppose, yeah.
I mean, it's a real big thing. Like,
bridge of shit.
Hang on. I have to write a fucking percentage. Okay,
You will soon find out there is a running theme to these things. And you go, I might never guess that.
Okay, right.
All right, count three. Show me your percentages. 1, 2, 3.
What did you pick?
Okay, cool. Dane has guessed 48%. Okay. Wes has guessed 30%.
30%.
What's your why these numbers? What's
30% because you just fucking said about the film. Well, that's shy.
A shy film gets 30%?
I don't know, but
I just think if it were basing it off the fact that what they thought of as a movie compared to the game.
I haven't seen it though, so.
Or as a movie in all. So that was my first guess for the first. Question.
Only because I haven't seen it yet. I'm just gonna go.
I haven't seen it myself, but I'm just giving it that. Just maybe
there wasn't much hype about it, so I'm assuming it was a bit of a disappointment.
And what I've heard from Mount is it
What was the old answer?
I picked 30%,
I picked 48%.
Whereas you would get 1 point for being the closest to the answer.
Oh, what was it?
Assassin's Creed currently sits at 18%.
Oh,
gee. 18%?
I knew I was a bit too high. I knew I was too high.
Jeez, it must be shite. Yeah. It must be proper shit. Yeah, for anybody like that seeing that, go get that fucking time back of your life. Do you know what I mean? That's 18%.
That's why you got 18%, because you can't get that time back.
Fucking hell. Right, moving on.
By the way, you might see these films, but don't go up with what the online criticism is. Some of these films, enjoy.
This is what this fucking quiz is about.
But I really enjoy these films, though.
I know.
Some of the ratings,
don't
though,
get me wrong.
Like,
I still want to see the film.
You're asking us to guess what people think.
I know, yeah, but don't go, don't ever affect your thing. Going, has 18, I'm not going to look at that anymore. No kind of thing. Don't let it affect your judgment.
I know, but still, you said it was shit.
It is shit.
I still want to see it, though.
Movie 2. Movie 2. Max Payne.
Oh, that's a movie as well.
It's playing. Came out with Owen.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis.
No way.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg plays Max Payne.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Mila Kunis plays Mona Sex.
He's going to know now. I'm still a point up.
That's not a bad movie. Mark Wahlberg.
It's actually an outrage film. Like, it's it could have been worse.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's going to be shit.
It could have been worse for what it is.
Exactly, yeah. It could have been worse.
It follows the plot of the first game.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it even has the same concept. The man, he talks to himself in the background.
The Valkyrie drug and all that, the V and BB and all that.
Percentage.
What percentage does Max Payne sit at on Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know what it's done in any ratings or anything.
Well, think about it. What you thought Assassin's Creed was. And I would think about it in regards to Max Payne. Now.
Yeah, I know, but it could be.
Completely. You didn't hear about Max Payne, so does that add to the value, or does that like take away from it? So, oh my god, I just realised I gotta keep talking during these
quiet ones. Right, I'm done. Oh, come on. Just pick a fucking number there, hurry up, Roddy, will you?
On the count of three, throw them up. 1, 2, 3. Cool. Lads, let the audience know what you have picked.
I picked 40%.
I picked 79%.
Why did you pick these percentages?
40% because. Yeah. Just because 18 was fucking low as fuck for that last one, so I'm assuming like to go to 1 to 100%, it would be really, really fucking good. Like, do you know what I mean? And Max Payne, I haven't seen it again, but it does seem good. But I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a kind of more of a guess, really. To be honest.
All right.
But the games were savage.
Games were savage. Dan,
I picked 79% because I've seen the movie and played the games, and both of them, in my opinion, are pretty darn good. So yeah.
So you think that
I have a feeling happened. Most people think the same, in all fairness, because
yeah, I don't know, I'll probably get lynched. Good franchise, 40%.
Even I thought that was very low.
What's your pick, Wes?
40%.
Dan?
40%. I picked 79.
Wes, you get a point for being closest.
No way.
Max Payne currently sits at 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
16?
16.
Wait, this is Rotten Tomatoes, this so Rotten I'm Tomatoes. Assuming this is just fucking bad bleeding criticism.
Did you not ever hear about the thing that there's no such thing as a good video game movie?
Yeah, I did. And I kind of do agree with
I'd probably keep this in mind now for the following 15.
Max Payne, I thought at least. That's two for me.
Yeah, keep them
Krispy Kreme, motherfuckers.
Yeah. We still have what?
We have another 15 to go, yeah.
Let's do it.
Movie 3.
Oh, it's only two you're gonna get.
Resident Evil.
Ooh.
I hate them.
Well, hang on now. The first one wasn't all that bad.
It was loosely based on the first.
You know what I mean? The first one was actually decent enough, and that's what I liked about it.
No Jill, no Chris, no Wesker.
Yeah, but still.
No Barry.
It was like they had the liquor. You know what I mean?
There was no liquor in the first game anyway.
Was there
no?
And not in the first game?
No, liquors were introduced from Raccoon City and the police department.
In the second game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, still. But you know what I mean? There were still references in the fucking film.
This stupid fucking laser grid.
Don't get me wrong, they ruined it after that.
Laser.
Alice. He would have fucked Mila Jovovich as
But when you were younger, when you were fucking a kid, like,
that girl just wasn't for me. I was like, what the hell
did he have? Where's Chris? Where's Jill? Where's the people I played as?
As far as I know, though, it did have a big fan base when it came out.
It has 7 spin-offs.
For real?
That's 7 spin-offs, and they eventually introduced
the lads into it. I'm going for the reaction that has a seriously fucking low rating now on that thing.
Well, it did. Well, Resident Evil. Where's right on Rotten Tomatoes, and it does have about, I think, just 7 films on it, 6 or 7 films on it.
There's a few of them.
Yeah. So go ahead, write down what you think it is. Where does Resident Evil fall on the Rotten Tomato scale? You right now?
Resident Evil. Yeah. Right, okay.
Oh, no, Dean has his.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, see, I'm on the ball here.
Even though he's
fucking
winning. I'm trying to discuss this fucking thing here, because, like, the games are pretty good. Will you stop banging on the table?
I bang on the table.
You're actually spiking the mic here.
I bang on the table all the time, man.
Good games, yeah. Bar.
Okay.
Bar one of them, is it all good games?
I'm just going to go with this. Right, go for it.
On the count of three, show your answers. 1, 2, 3. Oh, what's your guess, Wes?
I picked 25%.
Yes, then.
28. Oh, shit.
Why'd you pick them answers?
I don't know. Because of you.
Because of me.
Because I was just kind of thinking.
No, because of the last two times, I picked too high. Bet you any money this one's going to be high. But at least I still win if it is.
Which I'm trying to be fucking 10% or something like that.
You ready?
What is it?
What's your guess, Wes?
I guessed 25%.
Dan, what'd you guess?
28.
Wes, you'd be closest.
Again?
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong one. What'd you guess?
25.
What'd you guess?
28.
Dan, you'd be closest.
Ah,
Sorry, beg your pardon. Resident Evil sits at 34%.
See, I told you, it's the highest one yet, though. You know what I mean? I told you it wouldn't be that.
See, that's a good film. That's
24%. Yeah, compared to fucking, what, 18 and 16% or something?
Okay, moving on. Number four. Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. This is the first one. This is the Angelina Jolie one.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, in all fairness, I know you. This is going to be another low one. I guarantee you. Fuck this.
This came out in 2000 or something. You watch it again, it's kind of like,
like, boys, when I grew up playing this game, and I always see this video on YouTube, did you lock the butler in the freezer? I thought it was Johnny Crazy who did that, for fuck's sake. And then you see all these videos saying, did you lock the butler in the...
What the hell? He just groaned. He didn't even really talk, did he?
He had to, like, flip over his head and then, like, shut the door really quick. And you can sort of still see the tray coming through the door. Like.
And if you left him for a few minutes, I'm hoping he had icicles coming off. And he's like,
he just follows you fucking everywhere.
Ah, he was annoying. That's why I locked him. I left him in there. I never opened the freezer.
There's a part where in that, when you got your guns, when you found him again, all of a sudden he's wearing a bulletproof. Because a helmet on, he has a vest on, he just puts his tray up and starts shooting him. No.
Yeah, actually, I remember that now that you're saying
He killed him. Have to guess the rating for that. Angelina Jolie.
This movie was pants. I think it came out in 2000. It's the early 2000s came out as well.
Honest to God, the only reason why I watched it is because Lara Croft was in it. That's been, what's her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Angie. And this is back when she was at least.
I don't know what that was.
Angie. Hello, Angie. It's nice to see you again.
I have it on good authority.
You're going to be sitting in a dark room with like no light on you whatsoever, bar like a shining gun in your hand. Hello, Angie.
Angie.
Where's my money, Angie?
I don't know, but how well did that movie do at the time?
I'm the milkman, Angie.
Yeah, but did that movie do well? I think it did.
It did.
Well,
write
down your answers. Where does Lara Croft Tomb Raider fall on the Rotten Tomato scale?
I don't even know if I'm playing it safe.
Lads, on the count of three, reveal your answers. 1, 2, 3.
Say it out loud, what's your pick? I got 40%.
Oh, 43.
43? Why are you coming up with random numbers? I'm just sticking with even numbers.
Because when you're dealing with percentages, it's never even numbers.
Yeah, but still closest to.
Is there a reason why you just go
over? 3 points up.
Is there anything reason why you picked this?
2-1 So who was it? Who at the who guy?
Just jump into it, alright.
Yeah.
Lara Croft Tomb Raider sits at 20%.
20? Yes. So 3%.
Yes.
Really though,
20%? 20%, yeah. Video game? Are you seeing a scale with these percentages? Yeah.
Stop going with my own intuition on me.
Well, they're not very fucking high, basically. That's all. That's it. Yeah,
none has been over, what? 25?
None has been over 40.
The highest so far has been 24.
Yeah, so none has been over
25. So far.
Right. What are we on now? Number 5?
Number 5. And number 5 comes in with Hitman. Agent 47.
Which one is that?
This is the latest one.
They were both sure.
Better than the last one, but...
This is the one with...
They didn't even...
This one with the revamped Agent Smith. We just gave him his name and made him bulletproof.
It's fucking shooey, man.
Yeah, but there's a chick in it, isn't it?
So bad.
No, that's the first one, isn't it?
No, it's the latest one. The chick...
I can't remember. It's shy. It's the one with the stupid cliche. You're not locked here with me. I'm not locked here with you. You're locked in here with me.
And he kicks the table. She's some sort of like special agent. She's like.
It's kind of based on Absolution a little bit in a way that there's a girl. Is a little girl?
No, she's a woman. Like. Oh. She's a woman who does be on the ad. What's that? She stupid bleeding ad.
What?
I can't remember what ad it is.
Stupid bleeding fucking film.
I think it's like a shite something like that. But a woman is like a. I think she's Italian or French or something like that, and she's one of them ads, you know, the Dior, and she swings her hair and walks away. But
Dior,
I don't know what it is.
It's not Gemma Arneson, is it?
I haven't a fucking clue, man.
It's not. No, I don't know.
He's bald.
No, exactly what the fuck you're saying is.
No, he's bald. Yeah, it's not Gemma Arneson.
Let's do it.
Write down your answers, boys, for Hitman, Agent 47.
If it's the one I'm talking,
it is the one with Jaman, where he kicks the table and shoots the
fucking
and the man who plays you know, in the Star Trek plays Jaman, the FBI or the special agent. He has bulletproof skin.
Bulletproof skiing.
Yeah, stupid. That's subdermal right, skiing. Yeah. He's fucking drawing pictures. What is the percentage of Hitman Agent 47 on the Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm just gonna guess. I'm just gonna guess.
Yes.
Did you write it? Yeah, right. Count three. One, two, three.
I know that I did, yeah.
Oh, big difference. What are you as? What's yours?
I got 10%, man.
40.
I'd say it's shy. I am saying it's shy.
I should have went lower, but.
Well, you're getting 2 points for being within 3% of the answer.
Oh, see? Oh, nice, I knew it, man. It's going to be brutal.
Hitman Agent 47 sits at 9%.
9%. Oh,
holy yeah, shit. If you're one down, you would have got 3 points.
Brutal.
Nice.
It's fucking.
Okay, let's change it up.
I was happy with that.
Back that shit.
Good games, bad films.
Yeah, good games, bad films.
I could smell it.
But it's probably a.
In my opinion, I thought the movies were fairly alright. They were shit.
What, the Hitman movies?
Yeah.
No way, man. I enjoyed them.
Oh yeah, and Absolution's the best game.
They were shit.
I enjoyed them, but I don't care what you say. I enjoyed them.
They were absolutely muck.
Anything Hitman for me is up there in the thumbs up.
That's probably going to be an episode down the line if you're up for it. Hitman episode. I think I am. We're having a Hitman gaming session. I'm trying to set up. But anyway, that's for another time.
That's me,
number six, Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time.
Oh, I thought that film was alright.
Is that the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. I thought that was and Ben Kingsley.
Never seen it.
Gemma Arterton. That's the one. She's in that.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
No, I never seen it.
I think it's Gemma Arterton. Yeah.
Ben Kingsley being Ben Kingsley doing Ben Kingsley.
Like Ben Kingsley.
He's like, oh, there's the bad guy.
He should have been in Game of Thrones.
He's in Sopranos.
Patrick Stewart.
He plays himself in Sopranos.
In Game of Thrones,
you know who Ben Kingsley played?
Who?
Gandhi.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Fucking
I
saw Gandhi.
In school, man, years ago. He's the image never of him. He looks exactly like
Gandhi.
Him.
I know who Gandhi is. I've never seen the film. Though.
Ben Kingsley is a bald, white, pasty white Englishman.
Well, you see,
but
you
have to obviously put
makeup
on.
Yeah, but he plays fucking Gandhi,
though. Yeah, but man, Brown. Have you seen the resemblance?
Though? I know, it's amazing. Look, Kingsley's one of those people who can just morph himself. He's like Gary Oldman. He just changes into whoever the fuck he wants to.
I might watch it.
Yeah, did you see Prince of Persia?
No, that's a symbiote.
Never saw it because it's a
Disney film. I think.
I never really went
there. I think it's Disney. Yeah.
Persia.
Prince of Persia, yeah.
Disney. Actually, you'd be surprised what Disney make.
Meant to be like the next Pirates. It was meant to be like the next Pirates franchise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they were aiming for.
Well, I know that.
The movie.
Didn't get a sequel.
Didn't get a sequel.
It's an old film. Didn't get a sequel.
I thought it wasn't too bad. Jake Gyllenhaal done his own stunts and I think apparently and shit.
Didn't he?
I think so. All that free money and parkour stuff.
We can tweet him now and ask him. Right now. Go.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a good actor. What was that film he was actually in with the police?
And is he bald in it? The body cams?
Yeah, and he's with that other little Spanish American.
They're two coppers.
Two coppers.
And I'm not going to. Obviously, on the spot, it's a fucking great film.
Brilliant film.
The whole thing is on body cams, yeah.
Brilliant. I enjoyed every second of it.
Fucking.
Had to be sweating 10 grand.
Fucking D bag at the end. Isa!
Who was this?
Yeah, it's called End of Watch, is it?
End of Watch, that's
right. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's in it. Chaps are fucking beats, like fucking shaved head, stocky, and I was like, wow, that's Jake Gyllenhaal, man.
Yeah, I think he's alright.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3!
Boom.
Say you're out for the
6%.
You got 6? How about 20?
One reason why is because it's likes of them films that I haven't seen it myself, but the reason why I haven't seen it is because it's just.
I enjoyed that film actually, so.
I enjoyed the game, so that's why I wouldn't go see the film.
Well, that's why, I thought it was kind of.
Well, that's why.
Very simple.
That's why, right.
I thought it was I thought it was similar to the film or the game. You know what I mean?
The Sands of Time.
The way they're doing the parkour stuff in the movie, the way you can. You know what I mean? I thought it was alright.
You got a point, by the way. Wes got the point. It's Prince of Sands of Time sits at 36%.
Domination 36.
Prince of Persia Sands of Time on the PS2. You know it, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what the original working title was?
No.
Assassins.
Oh, really?
What other game came out in the next generation with the name Assassin's Creed? It was the original, and you can look it up on YouTube. It was PS2 footage of Assassin's Creed.
A YouTube video or something.
And
like that,
just they reworked the engine into.
With Prince of Persia,
Assassin's Creed would not be here if it wasn't for Prince of Persia.
Really?
Yeah, because originally was Assassins, and he said no.
Same mechanic.
This cannot work on this console, similar, yeah. So he just took it and revamped into Sands of Time, and then he pushed the next generation for a harder, more advanced console.
Sorry, yeah. Okay.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Alone in the Dark.
Alone in the Dark.
Yes.
Oh, do you remember that?
Mm.
That's a fucking film.
Oh, it's a film, alright.
Is it a bad film?
It's a Yule Ball film.
What's that?
Yule Ball is this German director who just makes films.
Oh, who's that?
He makes.
What's a Yule Ball?
He makes films on the fact that he gets all the money back in tax rebate, so he doesn't fucking care about them. He's the worst filmmaker of all time.
Okay, so this film was obviously atrocious.
He invited all his critics to come one on one with him in a boxing ring. It did just to have
for real. I will fight you, sir.
And as far as I know, he boxed every critic about him.
Really?
This fella has bought all the rights to Sega's games.
Yule Ball.
And he just has them all with the balls.
Yule Ball with the balls.
And he is absolutely... He has no passion. He has no vision. He just makes films for the fact that he'll get all the money back.
So he's just a corporate fucking motherfucker.
He's a geek ball.
Okay. Fuck you, Yule Ball.
Geek. If another Yule Ball film comes up that I know of, I will go, Yule Ball. And then you know it's bad. Like that Bloodborne bell.
Okay, so what are you doing it alone on the dead? That was a good game, though.
Well, which one?
The first one, I remember. The
PC one.
I remember the very first one.
Do you?
Or the first one that came out was on PS1 or
2? Nah, first one came out on like DOS.
PS2?
No, DOS. PC.
What fucking console then was Alone in the Dark?
DOS. There was like Alone in the Dark.
It was PS2, was it?
No, PS1 was Alone in the Dark. It was like Alone in the Dark 3 and PS1, I think.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I remember.
But the original was on PC. And it was like very like Minecraft.
Point and clicky.
Minecraft had better graphics in it.
Yeah.
That's what we're going on here. Like very, very blocky.
PS1
had better graphics in it.
I don't know. When you
never even heard of it, to be honest.
It's kind of like it laid the route for survival horror.
I'm assuming that movie done fucking awful.
Who was in it? What's your man's name?
Is it like The Room awful?
No. Who was in it? Tara Reid and Christian Slater's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Christian Slater.
Wait, who's Christian Slater? No, Christian Slater. He's in Long the Dark.
He's in
it.
No.
What the fuck's he in?
Christian Slater.
Do you watch Archer?
Yeah.
Do you know Agent Slater?
No.
It's a later season. It's like in like Archer voice, like season 6.
Season 4?
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it. Right. He plays himself, and I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else the fuck Christian Slater's in.
I don't know. Right, well, I got an idea.
You ready?
For Alone in the Dark.
What? As a guest, I've never seen or never even heard of it.
What do you think all the hardest ones?
1, 2, 3. What you got? Lad, say it out.
6%.
I got 5%. What did we get?
Where's you stole it?
Yes.
You stole it again.
You got 1 point. Alone in the Dark sits at...
What for?
1%.
1%?
1%.
Jesus. You know that's bad. Don't watch Alone in the Dark.
Especially you know,
unless you're into watching really awful movies.
Well, did I actually? I had somebody's face with memories.
No, I did not hit her.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. It's bullshit.
The Room. For anybody who hasn't seen The Room, watch The Room.
Everybody's watched The Room. Everybody's seen The Room at this stage. Everybody has known of The Room at this stage.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. What? Tommy Wiseau, yeah.
Have you not seen it?
Did I see the new film out last year? Disaster Artist.
It's so bad, it's good.
What's it about? A room, obviously.
No, it's nothing to do with a fucking room. I don't know how to explain it. Tommy Wiseau is this fella. Being in it.
Just this dude.
And I think his name is Johnny. And it's just this weird looking fella, man. And I don't know. I just don't know. Yeah, I just don't know. There's the same. I can't explain. You have to see it.
Yeah,
believe
it. Just watch it, yeah.
It's gotten so. There's a James Franco film that came out. And not James Franco. James Franco, wasn't it?
Yeah, James Franco, yeah.
And he played this blonde haired fella and he was being weird. And they were making a film in it, a bad film. It was called Disaster Artist. Came out last year.
It's about him. Basically, but
the film is about them making that film.
Apparently, he nailed that role, man.
Apparently, yeah.
I have to see that actually. I want to see it. Right, let's move on.
What are we on? Run. Where's
I'm dominating.
Dean, you have 1 point.
Man, I have 1 point. Wes got like 7.
Wes, you have 7 points.
Yeah, I scraped most of them.
Well, you're there, scraping. You're getting one. You have 1 2-point there.
You should have picked easier, bleeding.
That's easier, like this
you
is.
You said there was 47 choices.
Yeah, but all of them were like sequels and all that.
Oh, are they? Okay, right.
So, like, if you hear going, Resident Evil 7, which one is that? I don't know.
Though, that was actually nostalgic. I remember that shit.
Number 8, keeping in Spooky Town, is Silent Hill.
Is there two films?
There is two, it was the first one.
Yeah, the first one was
the first one. No, the first one was actually good.
Well, it wasn't that, it was like, yeah, actually.
The first one is very faithful to
take that back. It wasn't shy, but
the second one, I think.
It wasn't. Great. Which one is Pyramid Head in both of them?
No, Pyramid Head's in the second one. That's the one I saw.
That's
the one with a very young John Snow in it.
Really?
Yeah.
With Kit Harington in that.
Yeah.
No way.
Short haired and glasses.
It was a bit.
I didn't even know they had films. Maybe
it's very good.
The story was good, but it was
it's very, people who work in that film play the games, and it tells, there's a lot of stuff in it. There's even a part where she's running down the alleyway.
Is this in the second one?
In the fourth one. Oh. She's running down the alleyway, and the camera does the exact same motion the camera does in the PS. Remember that alley you're too afraid to go down in the demo? Yeah. And it goes down, it comes up the top,
turns down. It doesn't let you see it, down. And then it
does this, like,
yeah, yeah.
The exact same camera angle happens in the film.
No way.
She starts off in white clothes, and throughout, she has like 100 costumes throughout the film.
Did I see this?
If you watch the film and keep her eye on her clothes, you get more and more red and red and red and red. And at the end, she's just wearing bloodstained clothes.
Yeah, did you see the one? Is that the one where they're in the church? No?
Are the two of them strung up? Is Andrea out of Walking Dead now as a copper?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Wait, is she? I can't remember, man. She's playing Sybil. Because I think I did see both of them, but I'm mixing the two films up.
It's the one about the...
I know Pyramid Head is him.
It's the one about the woman, not the young girl. Not the younger with blonde hair and the bomber jacket. That's the second one. With the fun fair and the rabbits and all that.
No.
And there's a lot of 3D in it. Like, so the noise come out the screen and all that.
No, I didn't see it. I saw the one with Pyramid Head.
That's the second one. That's a crap one. I didn't put that in.
Where he skins the board alive.
That's the second one.
And he throws her body at the church.
I think so.
That's, and they're all running into the church.
Think so? I'm not sure.
It's probably the most gruesome scene in the whole thing.
Well, the fourth one is more horror. Certainly.
I don't know if I've seen it though. I think I did.
Funny enough, Ned Stark's in the first one, and Jon Snow's in the second one.
Sean Bean?
Yeah, he's in the first one, yeah. Surprising enough, the one
does
film...
Does he die in
it? No, it's a weird thing. He doesn't die in the Silent Hill film.
No way.
I think they added him in at the end, just as, like...
To say that, look, here's a film that you didn't die in.
No, I think they only added him in post because he just wanted to show... I think he was meant to play Harry Mason, the character, yeah. But he's not going as that name.
Okay, then, I'm going to go with...
I thought it was a very good film. As a Silent Hill fan, there was a lot put into it, and the people who worked on it were very passionate about it.
Another guess from me. I don't know, honestly.
I think they're all guests, unless you actually know what they are. Yeah,
go this way. Go.
No, but this is like a guess where I wouldn't even have a clue where this would sit.
Did you see any of them? No,
I haven't played the games.
They weren't there. The games are savage, so yeah, you can't beat the games. Okay.
Did you play PT?
Oh. Yeah, actually, for about... For as long as I could manage it, man. Like,
I couldn't finish it.
It wasn't as scary, maybe because I was playing it in broad daylight with the curtains open.
Oh, it's a lot of PT. You're playing PT on the Dillaband stream, weren't they? Okay.
Yeah,
sounds. Oh, shit, yeah.
Not too bad, but scary.
Another little plug. Next week, we'll be streaming. We start streaming next week, yeah.
What, live?
Yep.
That's next week?
Wes camera playing. Or just audio?
Camera, yep. PS camera right there. Wes playing out last. I'm playing Evil Within.
Did you see that game? Did you see the trailer? What's the trailer for him?
Evil Within, yeah. I think Damon.
No, he's not playing Evil Within. Outlast.
Oh, I played him myself.
Yeah, he's playing Outlast. He never played it.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Well, it's
only because of the fact that if you could fight back, I know you have the whole point of it is the runaway, but that concept to me was just shite.
The Wes can't do scary.
Yeah, it's like shattered memories in Silent Hill.
Like, because it sort of makes you fear what's going to happen because you have to run away. You have to get so far through the map.
Well, that's the point of the game.
I know, but to me, why not just, you're going to die.
What happens if you die? So,
that's checkpoints.
Yeah, right. But you're going to die, so, well, more or less, you're going to die.
I know, probably.
So, I mean, why not go out with a bang instead of just, like, cowering with a camera? That's just my concept on the game.
I don't know.
That's my two cents.
Why can't I just punch him in the head?
Why are you starting on the screen? You're killing me now, bro. If I was in there, I'd knock you out.
And there's legs off tables just sitting there. Why can't you
just
pick up a leg off table?
Oh, yeah, big hard man, eh? Lucky I have this camera in my hand.
And I wouldn't mind. These things are probably deaf and all. You can't hear it.
What's
happy slaps.
Hang on.
And the camera three, show it.
Answers for me.
Sure, answers. One.
Silent Hill is 10%.
That's 40%.
Yeah, he's
got to
steal it again.
100%. I'm trying to think it out of my head now.
10 and 40. He's got
30%
extra.
10 and 40. Hang on. It was fucking close. I need to do a little bit of calculations. 2 seconds.
Why?
He's 30% higher than I am.
Yeah. Hang on.
The fuck do you calculate?
What did you calculate?
What'd you guess, Dan?
10.
I got 40.
10.
Come on.
Alright, sorry. Why did I have
it? What were you doing?
Hang on. Maybe
it hasn't. Clue's messing up the whole shit.
I'm not. There's a reason behind my madness.
He was cheating.
Right, okay. Yeah, Wes got it. Has one point.
Again?
Right, yeah. So you. What was the calculations over there?
Silent Hill sits at 29%.
29%?
I was saying, it makes fucking obvious sense. It just added one of it made sense. I was trying to see, were you closer or was he closer to it?
Obviously, if he's 40, how would I be closer?
Exactly.
If the 10%
is all
of it's foundation nuts, come on.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so did I, even though I'm not that bad.
Same as me.
Fuck off, it's unordinary. Got bumped down from higher because I couldn't do it.
Because
I kept going, I missed 111 days because I met Dean Ward and he became my friend at the time. You motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm always a bad influence, actually, by the way, even when I'm not.
Right. You.
I'm just like, Akon, you just put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. Right, man.
Number 9. Tomb Raider. The reboot that came out.
I don't know if we saw that.
Wait, what?
This film is based on the new. So the new set of games are. Not the new games right now, the new variation of Young Lara.
The newest one that was out for the PS4.
Yes. Oh, wait, there is. Yeah, this is so, like a brand new one.
Did they make a new.
They made a new film that's based on that Lara.
Oh,
right.
There's like a brand new one. I never played that game. This was not Jolie. Fuck.
I
heard good things about it, but only because your one's supposed to be a little sexy thing, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that was the same with the Angelina
but
Jolie
one. That's
what I
was trying to say. That's why most people watched it, was because of Jolie. That's bouncing, running down the road.
That's sexism, bro.
Angie. I don't give two shits. Call it what you want to call it.
I don't know who played that, because I can't do the Angie voice for everybody.
No, I did hear that. That film was supposed to be good.
I heard that film
was supposed to be good.
I did hear that too.
So that could be the highest. I don't know. Just because it's new, you know what I mean? Because it's up to date.
Yeah.
And maybe they're doing well.
We'll let that play. What you think? You play.
I'm gonna have to go. I don't know. I could just play it safe.
Can we not just do the Womb Raider one?
Alicia. A-L-I-C-I-A. Alicia. How do you pronounce that?
Alicia. That's a bit of pants.
What's going on? What are you doing?
They said do the Womb Raider, this fella.
This fella talking about porno, isn't it?
Would be good one if do a few pornos.
Oh, I know.
Womb Raider. Lord of Cock.
Lord of Cock. I'm just playing it safe on this one. But like...
I don't know.
All right, Wes, you do wrong. You. It's okay. You do you.
Play safe, Wes.
Play safe.
Play safe. Well, if you're doing the porn, only you have to wear condoms.
Yeah, play it safe. Play
very
safe.
Sponsored by Durex. Count three. Show me your answers. 1, 2, 3. Wow. What'd you guess? Jesus. What's his guess?
20.
Oh, I got 30.
Wes gets 1 point.
Again.
What a fucking answer. Tomb Raider sits at 51%.
51?
51.
No way.
Well, here, look, in all fairness.
When was it released?
Your past... The halfway
last year,
if you think in points,
yeah, I pretty much won this.
Oh, you know what? You could nail each one on the dot and win.
I couldn't.
You could.
Yeah, if I was get 3 points.
If you did,
you can get rid of 3%.
I've only got one right so far, so we're
still playing.
There's a very long chance.
We're playing the game. There's another 7 left. You could do it.
Exactly, but Wes has got like 9 points.
I can taste the donuts.
So there's no comeback.
You never know.
I can taste them, man. Yeah, look, I was going to buy them anyway, so.
Just stop talking about comebacks. There's no comes on backs. We're not talking about the pornos.
We're not talking about the pornos. So stop with the comebacks.
Wait, I only just that one took a minute to register.
Broke back mountain head over there, look.
Right. Next one.
Number 10.
Oh, are we on 10?
10.
Oh, yeah, 10.
Number 10 is Doom.
Doom. Wait, is there more than one?
No, just one Doom.
That's one, it. Yeah. And it goes into where it's like the game and all.
At the end, yeah. It's a really bad film.
It wasn't great.
Fucking Dwayne Johnson. Dwayne Johnson is the image of The Rock.
Everything.
You know The Rock and wrestling?
Yeah, I think they're brothers.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson and The Rock, the image of each other.
Yeah, so is Donald Glover and Childish Gambino.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
No way.
No, who else is the image of each other?
Who?
I will not say anything.
Right, I got my answer.
Alright, in the count of three, reveal. 1, 2, 3. Jesus Christ.
Right, what have we got? What do you get? What do you pick?
Four.
Okay, that's
obviously he gets
I pick, no, I picked 10.
Because every time Libby goes, Jesus Christ, he looks at Wes.
I picked 10. Be realistic about it though. I don't know. 10.
Yeah, Wes got the point. Doom sits at 19%.
Fuck off.
That's a shy film. It is a shy
film, yeah. Stupid bleak kids game. Fuck this. I don't want to buy donuts.
We're going home.
No, you're not.
Fuck you, I need donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
Here's where you probably didn't think had a film. Number 11, Ratchet and Clank.
What? They have a film.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank have a film. It's just
I bet you that done well though, because it's like a fucking kids.
It's the exact same as the game. It's the exact same graphics as the
PS4.
It's the exact same as the PS4
That wasn't the worst game, in fairness.
I never played it.
Neither did I, but I know it was popular.
I never played Ratchet and Clank. I don't know who you are.
Oh, in the movie.
It's the big fella.
I don't know.
He's like a big chin dude.
Thanos?
Yeah, he actually has a head like Thanos, alright. But the voice in the game it was always a voice that I could never put a face to.
Is it a bad guy?
No,
there's a good guy. I know there's a thing about it where
I only played it as like as a kid, and then
I do. There's a story behind this film. Great game. And the main fella played the bad guy for the whole lot, I think. And for the film, they got Paul Giamatti in the plan. But they didn't tell the original voice actor they're getting this A-list fella in the plan.
Yeah.
But he accidentally sent Paul Giamatti's check to the original fella.
No way. Your man got paid millions probably for that.
Your man got paid for the film. And but he was like, we're not using it for the film, we're replacing it with an A-lister. And then imagine getting the check in the door. Here's the money you were meant to fucking get.
But what happened? Did they
you know, he sent it back. Obviously, he sent it back. Yeah, like he'd be fucking chased for that.
I'd have went on the next plane out there.
Good luck, lads.
Bye. Suck me whole, he's got someone else.
Ratchet and Clank, put down your answers. I've never played it.
As a film, I can't even picture that.
Well, the game was popular with
how recent is the film?
I don't know. When did the game come out? It came out alongside the game.
Ago, I was only a teenager. Maybe.
No, the PS4 game.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
It's in my PS Plus free games for a while now. It was a free game. I have it for a while. I say it's about
it's
two.
Not or, a bad game.
It's about two or 3 years old, I think. Being honest now, it's about 2 or 3 years old.
The movie.
I think so. Two years.
I'd say it was popular with kids and stuff. So I'm just gonna.
Good thing. It was popular with the kids. You said a second ago, showing your age. It was popular with the kids.
The young kids, all you kids.
Oh, hey, you young.
Ratchet and Clank.
You stop banging that pen.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dan keeps interrupting the mic.
Yelling at the mic.
Fucking beard's weird.
Even right. On count of three. What? Two and three.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh my God.
What you got?
Again.
What's
25?
What's that?
25, I got.
40. 25, 40.
Dan gets a point.
Oh, you got it.
About time.
Ratchet and Clank sits at 19%.
19. For real? Yeah. I must be in shit, so.
Right. Here's one you probably didn't know existed.
I didn't know it existed.
Number 12.
What?
I just went with the Wes comment about kids liking his own.
Number 12 is.
Yeah, so did I, but I thought it would have been popular amongst the kids community.
The kids
community? I don't know, you know what I mean?
Steve Buscemi meme over here. How do you do, fellow kids?
I ran outside full of sweet and awesome.
The Candy Man can.
Ratchet and Clank in here on DVD, lads.
Trying to ratchet and clank it together.
Right. Anyway.
Ratchet and crank it.
Next topic. Or question. Or.
Yeah. What are those lights outside? Woo woo woo. These right here, officer. Yep. That.
Anyway.
Door kicked in. Anyway. Roof and everything.
What
number 12 is Tekken.
No, I knew that was a movie. Yeah.
Did you?
I just didn't see it.
No one said you didn't know it.
No, he did say that.
I'll just be bit that because you're winning.
Fucking did now, right?
But,
Tekken. Great game. Never seen the movie.
Yeah, neither have I. I know of it.
I haven't seen it.
As far as I know, I think it's all done with him. It's not actors. It's done
it
with
it. When it was being released, it was like seemed like it was popular enough.
I'd say it flopped.
It's all. I don't think there's any A-list. I think it's all stunt people.
It's on Netflix, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it was.
Oh, you have no idea.
I'm not too sure, so.
I can ask.
I don't know.
Is Dolph Lundgren as the Sonic Boom? Oh, that's not the same game.
That's Street Fighter.
I'm really sure he made a Street Fighter, though, and your man Dolph Lundgren.
Not Dolph Lundgren, it's a.
Wasn't him?
Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme was in Street Fighter.
Yeah, but he was the Goyle. Sonic Boom.
That's Goyle, that's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He didn't have the hair though, did he?
No, he had like the navy suit on or the marine suit.
So I was just watching Rocky IV last night. And he just
that was a shit one as well. I bet you that could be in this.
Rocky IV?
No, Street Fighter.
The fucking laptop in the Explorer there. Is that along there?
It was Rocky IV. That was Ivan.
Rocky IV is the fucking the montage. The montage.
He does.
It's like fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an hour of film and 45 minutes of just Rocky montage and training.
Well, at least we got two good fights out of it.
Imagine they replaced Ivan Drago with like an Irish man. Ah, sure, if he dies, he dies.
He dies. Fuck it. Hello, Rocky.
I come to crush you.
I need to take shake now.
If he dies, he dies. Sorry.
Soy me Drago.
Right.
You can't really make that out, so.
I got my answer.
Oh, yeah, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Boom.
What'd you guess?
Boom.
25.
Oh, 25, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
3%.
3%?
3%, because I've never seen it, and it shouldn't seem like it would be even up in the double digits, so.
2 points.
Dean Ward.
Hopefully,
don't tell me it done really bad, did it?
Dean got 3% within range.
No way. What was it, 5% or something?
Tekken sits at 0. 0%.
Well, I had is that even possible?
Yeah.
How can you have a 0%? Like,
as in, all thumbs down, all zeros, all like, this was shite. Do we not? Yep.
Jesus.
Well, I'm happy with that.
Poor Tekken.
I had a feeling, because I'd never heard of it at all.
Is every character in the film?
I haven't a clue. I think it's a weird fucking
thing. There's all that Jin Kazama and Jun Kazama.
It follows,
Tekken is the one with the lion face and shit.
Yeah, it follows Jun Kazama.
That's King. No, it's just
as far as I know, the film follows Jun Kazama.
Yeah.
Trying to win the Iron Fist tournament, and Jin Kazama is trying to stop him from doing it. And
Jin is our son.
No, Jin, because
Jin is Jin's son. Yeah, because you learned that. Well, he was in
Sorry, Jin. You follow Jin. Yeah. It's Philip following Jin. Kazuya is trying. That's the name, right? Is trying to stop him from getting. It's a fucking weird thing.
Yeah, Kazuya is the alpha, isn't he? No, that's
Heihachi.
Heihachi.
Heihachi
is a
fucking.
Heihachi, yeah.
Does they make
Heihachi, the voice actor, died last week or last month.
Ah, did he?
You know who else he voiced?
Who?
Professor Oak.
Really?
Yeah.
The Pokemon.
That's him, yeah. Okay. Voiced a load of big anime names as well, but I don't watch anime.
Right.
Because
what are we on? You have no hope of winning this now.
You have 11 points. Dean has 4.
Yeah, you're
playing. I only got 4.
He's third.
You never know. We'll catch up.
Number 13. Still, it's good to talk.
Number 13 is. I was gonna sing it, but I'm not gonna, because I just sound like a fucking weirdo. It's Mortal Kombat.
You know, I was just gonna say I was gonna cut the first one.
We're not talking about Annihilation.
I was gonna say, which one came first, the movie or the game of Mortal Kombat? Because I wanted to see if it was on this.
Well, the game came first.
Yeah, but that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
But well,
there was two movies, and
the movie to me.
They went great. They were great when you saw it as a kid, but have you ever seen them again?
No, but like, this one.
The first one actually holds up. Watch as a comedy, it's good. Watch as a comedy.
96. Something. 96.
Yeah.
I watched it then.
When
I was 6, man. I remember watching that.
Annihilation.
Brilliant
movie.
Annihilation's so bad.
Man, it was rough.
Annihilation's so bad. Fucking.
Is that the one? I did think though. Which one is it? Where remember the part where Scorpion and I think it's Johnny Cage is in the forest.
That's number one.
And Scorpion's hand movie, opens up. Yeah, and you see his hand opening up, and the thing that was deadly. That's where the shit.
It's going around all the trees.
The first time I saw that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, and then Johnny Cage does the splits and punches Gordo in the nuts.
Yeah.
Another one as well.
Half the actor replaced in the second film.
Is it Gordo? Is that his name? Gordo.
Gordo.
What?
Gordo.
Gordo, with the four arms.
Gordo
was somebody though.
There's Gordo, then there's Kintaro.
Not in Mortal Kombat, but Gordo.
Kintaro is the one with six arms.
Is Kintaro not?
And then there's Shiva. Is
Kintaro not the Centaur?
The Centaur? No, that's Minotauro. I actually think it is. I'm not messing.
What's the horse name? Horse Tardo?
I swear to God, I actually think it is. I'm not. I could be wrong though.
No, I think you're right.
It's Minotauro is the
Mintaro.
No, Minotaur, because a Minotaur.
Yeah, but like, that doesn't make sense.
A Minotaur is the Centaur.
His name should be Centauro.
No, but that's, I think Kintaro is the six arms, or Kitaro.
There is a six. Something like that. Is it not a board with six arms?
In the movie, there's none of them things, man. In the movie, it's just
Gordo's in the first.
Just the main, yeah. Gordo's the only thing that I think you see that's even slightly.
Looks like he's made of clay.
Yeah, everything else is just
made in fucking proper.
I love that film, man.
It was good when you were growing up.
You know your man who plays Samsung, or what's his name?
Sang-chung.
I see him in movies today. And
your phone is mine.
That's exactly what I hear when I see him in films today. Is your soul is mine?
Phone is mine.
Yeah, when he breaks Liu Kang.
Shang Tsung.
Samsung's son.
Liu Kang, though, yeah. But I thought that film was good. But what's the rating of it now?
He even whips out the bicycle kicking that movie.
Yeah, but what's the rating?
And it follows on the first person.
Whatever you call it.
Well, that's up to you. What's his rating?
Reptile made an appearance in that film also.
Did he?
Yeah, he just comes out with a.
No, that's in Annihilation, isn't it?
It's in that one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they walk through the other side just before the main fight at the end, and he's creeping along through the background. I think Liu Kang actually has a quick fight with him before he goes off.
Are you sure that's?
Yeah, 100%, man. I watched it numerous times. It has to be. I've never seen the Annihilation one.
So. It's known as one of the worst video games of all time.
I've never seen
Annihilation was so fucking bad.
To me, that first film, man, it was the best. And
the big dinosaur things and all in it. Fuck, see them big.
That's why I never watched it. I honestly don't know how this one did, because it was back in the 90s. So.
Yeah.
It was bad. But anyway, the first Mortal Kombat was okay. I don't know. We could, it could have a fucking shit rain, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm just going to go with a...
I'm just going to go with a 350.
It'll be realistic and base it on according to this fucking shitty website thing that's just rating them all pure shit, man.
With our video game movies.
Yeah, I know, but like, they weren't all bad. The Tomb Raider got 50, what, something percent? Like,
yeah.
What got 50%?
51, Tomb Raider got 51.
Did it? 51. Yeah. I was just going to say, we didn't have nothing over 50%.
The fuck were you again?
The fuck was I? Getting spanked by me. Oh, right,
right. On the count of three. One,
okay,
two.
Okay, hang on, wait. Alright, fuck it, I'll just go with this. I'm just going to assume.
Sorry, you can make loads of little.
Go for it.
One, two, three.
Right, well, what do you get? No way.
Both of us just got 20%. So what, are we going to have to just...
Will we have again? To re-go? Do it again?
Do you want
to
guess again?
Yeah, 3 seconds, right? Maybe you count to three.
Wait. Let's make this a lot more bit cooler, right?
Okay, what?
You guess again, right? You 3 seconds to guess again. I'm going to give you a quick hint. He's got to go up. Okay? One, two, three. Reveal.
Go.
What'd you pick? I picked 40.
Both ways.
What did I get?
I was going to, it was just because it was the 3 second pressure.
I was like, it's definitely not above 40. I was like, no way.
Mortal Kombat sits at 24%.
24? That's actually alright.
Imagine
that
if it was 25, though. We would have happened to, no. Yeah, we would have to go again.
No, if we drawed then.
If it was 35, we would have drawn.
It's 45. If you guessed 25, you would have got, because you were closer.
No, if I guessed 40, he guessed 30, but it was 25, it would have been another draw.
Yeah, it would have been another draw.
Oh, yeah,
because we were
both
halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, just me in the middle.
I didn't actually think of that. Anyway, moving on.
Don't say that, because there'd be no way to solve that stalemate. Go again. It's like, well, hang on.
Well, hang on a minute. But some mathematician dude is sitting there calculating. No, wait. It's always a toy.
Wait, hang on.
What is real?
Bitchy Banks got it wrong. What a comic. But that one person's sitting there with a calculator open.
Yeah, and he's probably sounding like that saying, fucking.
Oh my god, I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
Who's just saying this? I can't believe the percentage. I'm calculating it right here.
Right, let's begin.
Number 14 is the Angry Birds movie.
There's an Angry Birds movie.
Oh yeah, there is a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? Just it's about the pigs stealing the fucking eggs?
I don't know. I was watching another podcast and I listened to the spin off Dr. Talk about it, and they basically boiled it down to being the film's all about Trump's America.
What? For real?
It's all about
the big subliminal message.
The birds don't want the eggs coming over and just camping and bringing all their the pigs coming over, bringing all their eggs in.
Who are the big dirty racists?
The pigs are coming over and stealing all the eggs off all the birds. And
it's masculine, but it's
that's weird.
It's not though. They just made it look that way.
It did great. Yeah, hang on, that's kind of still.
No. If you paint something a certain way, you're gonna look at it that way. It's just reaching.
Ah well, okay.
All I know is that. Cory watched it, I don't know how many times.
It counts as a film because it's based on that.
I bet you it fucking done really well or something. Let's
see. I have a feeling it did.
Let's do it.
I'm already at the losing stage, so I'm just fucking throwing whatever down at this stage because I just want donuts.
I actually kind of want to know what these ratings were.
For donuts.
Uno, dos, tres, go. Say it out loud, say it out loud.
14%.
The boys.
13%.
He's not trying to put each other off, is he? I guess it done really well. 15, 14.
Just going by this site is a load of shite. So.
Yeah, but this is how you
guess.
15.
What'd you guess?
You guess 15?
Yeah.
13. Fucking hell.
Wes, you got 1 point.
No way. Sorry.
The Angry Birds movie sits at 44%.
Oh, fucking
hell. Are you having a laugh?
That's a load of comics, man.
It is.
Are you serious?
Whoever owns Rotten Tomatoes. Get the bow.
Rotten Tomatoes.
And just throwing it back to Rotten.com. You did better then. Wrong. You did better at Rotten.com. Go back to that.
So fuck off of Rotten.com.
No, don't go to that.
It's better than Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, moving on. Next one.
Number 15. Final Fantasy. The Spirits Within.
What?
That was a movie, yeah.
This was a film that came. This was the first Final Fantasy film that came out. And it was nothing to do with the games, really.
Oh, Final Fantasy. No.
Yeah, I didn't bother with it because it was...
This, when this came out, if you look
that's,
at it...
That's that weird fucking...
Final Fantasy, man.
It's a big...
I don't know Final Fantasy.
It's like a 30-year-old franchise.
Yeah, and it's got like franchise. Multiple
it's
games.
It's turn-based. Yeah. It's take turns kind of attack.
The film... This film came out...
It is, though.
Well, it's one of Lily's favourite games.
Sorry. That's my opinion.
This film came out in 2000. It's the early 2000s. And if you look at it now, it's kind of laughable. But back then, this was literally like holy shit, this looks like real life.
The Spirits Within.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember it.
Used to come with multiple disc cases back in the
PS. That was the game.
That was the game, yeah. So this movie was kind of just had the name.
It was a 3D movie.
Yeah, the CGI graphics of this game were, like, back in the day, you were like, holy fuck, look at this.
Top of the range.
It's like looking at a game and going, that looks like real life. It's like,
oh, I get you.
It's like me when with the sniff in Hitman, where your man just goes, that little thing.
Little tiny detail.
That little detail. Yeah. Well, this just looked like, if you look at it, you're like, oh my God.
People are hearing you going, me with the sniff in Hitman.
I know, yeah. if you play...
Maybe sits a ball.
Little tiny details, like a guy that just sniffles in a game, you know.
He literally, he just sniffs his nose and just goes like... And it just looks, everything
it's just
looks...
It's just an effect in the game.
What do you mean with the sniff in Hitman?
Oh my God, bit of banking done coke. Yeah, back then it looked amazing. I went back and looked at it again. I went, this actually looks like Molly. It looks like fucking Play-Doh now.
Yeah.
Just because we've come so long in fucking...
Yeah, well, that's
it's awesome. Like when you're seeing The Matrix.
But it's when you're a kid, you just deadly. Think everything is real.
Yeah, hang on. The Matrix is fucking... The Matrix 2.
The Matrix 2 was good.
The Matrix 3 was...
Matrix 2 was real shit.
It was a movie.
No, 2 was good. No. Fuck you. I thought real.
Go back and watch Matrix 2. Watch the film where watch the part where he's baiting all the Agent Smiths.
Yeah,
go back and watch it.
Yeah, you can tell it's CGI.
Yeah, but back then you couldn't. It was like, holy shit, looks unreal.
But like, still,
look at it now. It looks like he's fighting rubber fucking dolls. They're just going.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing now. That's what it looks like now.
That's anyway. Yeah, but that, I don't know. I thought that was good. Don't knock it. Don't fuck you.
Right? Matrix One is good.
That's the best one, obviously.
Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within. Where does this sit on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay,
I don't know.
It's the first Final Fantasy movie, as far as I know.
Pretty good.
It's a CG film. I know.
First time, like when
Alec Baldwin's in it, I know that.
I reckon it done very well.
Alec Baldwin's in it, so it's some A-listers, isn't it?
I don't know. 3-2.
Oh, 3-1, go.
35.
40. Fuck's sake.
Wes gets 1 point. Final Fantasy Spirits, it sits at 44%.
Fucking hell.
45%?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling it'd be in the 40% range. Because it's funny. Because it was
you can't catch him.
No, not a chance. I knew that from when he was like 8.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll continue though.
So,
because I want to know.
Do you want a landslide or
this fucking website though? What is going on with that?
That is just a crap website.
I don't know.
I think you need a bit of humbling at the moment.
Okay. What?
All this like boasting along like your head. I mean, that's not good sportsmanship.
What do you mean? I'm getting donuts. Fuck you.
For the next two questions, if Dean gets them right, Dean gets 10 points if he gets them right.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean 10 points? That's bullshit.
You got your doublers.
No, you can't do that. Yeah, doublers. Dean should get double points. Hang on.
He has to get the next two right.
Yeah. But that's just leaving it to chance. Fuck you, you're robbing me now.
We left everything to chance.
If you rob me of Krispy Kremes, I'll rob you of your life, son.
Sorry, Wes, but you need a bit
it's
of humbling.
It's inevitable we're getting donuts.
You need a bit of humbling here, man. So, you need a bit of humbling now, you know what I mean?
Okay, then. Fuck you, because I could still beat you. Let's do it. I could still win this.
Is this on now,
regardless, who's winning?
Is this on?
We're just trying to make it competitive, though.
Number 16 is Street Fighter.
Oh,
it's the one you mentioned earlier.
The Van Damme one. The
Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ryu wasn't in it.
He wasn't in it.
For a whole fucking 2 seconds.
They're all in it.
Do you know what I mean?
Everybody's in it.
Really?
From the original 8
characters. Well,
Blank, he was trying to rescue. It's his friend Charlie.
But Ryu's not in it. Like, you don't see him do fuck all, man. It was disappointing.
It's all about, it's all about Guile and...
Fuck Guile. Street Fighter is all about Ryu.
It was obviously all about the bleeding main
That's
character.
That's all it was
Ken
about.
Ken and Ryu, back man, then, and Akuma, man. And
the main
fucking
character would have been Van Damme.
It is, that's he plays Guile.
Yeah, even if Van Damme was...
They even could have put a
cameo. They did.
Yeah, but they could have easily made Ryu the co-star.
It's nothing to do with the heroes in that film, actually. Go back and watch it. It's all about M. Bison. It's all about Raul Julia. Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
Not Boys.
Yeah,
M. Boys.
Yeah,
M. Boys,
that's right. It is.
It was one of his last films. He only did it because his kids were fans of the game.
In Street Fighter?
Yeah. So we went back and did the film, yeah. And then he died soon after.
Oh, no.
If you go back and watch Street Fighter as a comedy, it's one of the best films ever.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It wasn't supposed to be a comedy though.
But it's just played up so well.
And I bet you it's fucking loved by all the fans.
Do you know your man Sig? The fella with the eye patch. Yeah. He was like, Tiger! And all that.
Tiger uppercut.
He has an eye patch in it, but he's like kind of a dopey thing in it. And Raul Julia is just playing it up. And he's saying, I didn't see them, boss, or something like that. And he's saying something, and he just turns to him, he puts his hand over his eye, he goes, I guess you didn't see that. He just really hands the whole thing up, man. It's really funny.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just gonna fucking
answers down.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
I just copped Wes's answer. Yeah. There. Mine's 10, but yours is 35. So I'm feeling I'm way off because Wes seems to be more.
I'm just going. I'm assuming that this done well. This little.
You're always around par more than I am. Every time I think I go low.
Bet you I've got it. Fuck you and your 10 points. You're not getting it.
Dean, you've caught up.
Did you? Did you get it? Are you motherfucker? Fuck you.
He's now both set of 14 points. Street Fighter sits at 18%.
And what, if he gets another one now, he gets another 10 points?
Well, the next one's up for grabs now, this is it.
So I get 10 points then.
No, wait.
It doesn't really matter. There's only one question left.
Hold up. So, no matter what.
Next one wins.
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's not fair.
What is fair?
I technically won that, right? Fuck you.
Should have been humble.
Yeah, because of Louis' little rule now.
Should have been humble.
Wes is a sore loser. I'm sitting here happy we're getting donuts. Wes is actually not mad.
I'm just competitive. I don't mind, sorry.
Final film. What have you left out? Of all video game movies, famous of all time, what have we left out?
I might have seen it.
It's a movie turned into a video game.
Oh, it has to be a video game.
This is a video game that got turned into a movie.
Hitman?
You already said it.
Spider-Man?
No, movie first.
Movie first.
It has to be video game.
To be a video game and it got turned into a movie. This single-handedly stopped this company from letting any other characters they owned made in the movies for a very, very Superman. Long time. No.
What the fuck? Hang on.
Is superhero?
No, it was
very, very. Actually, not. He's just a normal fella.
The Punisher?
No.
Batman?
No. Because I think it's superheroes.
I know.
Why are you thinking superheroes? I'm talking about this is a video game character. Just
I just thought he has a normal
9-to-5 job.
A normal nine to five job. Oh man, I actually don't know this one.
Bob Hoskins plays him along with John Leguizamo. What's his name?
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins plays Eddie Valiant in Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but like, what the fuck?
And it was a game made into a movie.
This was a game that got made into a movie in the early 90s. And this movie, single-handedly, because of how bad it was received, because there was a lot of studio interference, made the people who owned the company who owns the game go, never, never, ever again, we're going to let our characters be made into a movie.
Oh, shit.
Only until recently, with Wreck-It Ralph 2, they've allowed characters into a film again.
No way.
Yep.
Is the character in Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, he'll be in the second one.
Oh, is he?
He'll be in the second one, apparently, yeah.
Oh, man, I can't. Mario?
Yes!
Fucking Mario!
The Super Mario Brothers film!
But they made a movie?
There's a live action movie of Super Mario Brothers.
The Mario film was bad, man. It was so bad. It was years ago.
It's all about Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
How did they get away with making a movie?
And there are two Italian from, like, New York Italian promos.
No way.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yo, Luigi!
It's
Mario.
Pure stereotypical, isn't it? Yeah, man, it's so bad.
I think Kevin Costner plays Bowser.
Bowser?
King Koopa, yeah.
No, Koopa. Koopa! Yeah, man, it was so bad.
These lads, yeah, Nintendo said, no, never again, we're going to fucking stop doing this. Bob Hawk, the lads drank constantly on set because of how bad it was.
Fuck that,
really?
If you get your hands on the original script, apparently it was a much, much better film. But studio interference came in and made it different, and it's just, it's woeful.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a bad film.
Okay,
it's
really so I'm just going to go with the worst of the worst.
It's worth watching for how bad it is and just to enjoy, like, shit.
Like The Room.
This is what it could have been.
Yeah.
And, Bob Hoskins has gone on record going, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my entire fucking career.
I didn't know.
And he used to have, like, a drink out here. Get that into you. Go with your man, John Leguizamo.
Get locked there and just fucking...
Just get that into you and we forget about this when it's over. But, yeah, they were drunk on set and all that.
Did they get paid for it?
Of course they got paid for it, yeah.
Jesus. Right, so what's your answer?
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
1.
Zero. Oh man.
Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit.
That's a toy.
Dean took it.
How did you take it?
Because it's 1%. He's above you. So he's closer.
Wait, what?
Super Mario Brothers sits at 14%.
14%?
It actually went up that high.
No way. For real?
That's it.
14%.
That looks like 14%. The donuts look, is actually on Wes.
Yeah, you don't know. Hang on a minute. We're buying our own donuts because you only fucking won that.
Look, buying our own donuts.
All right, then, all right. Okay.
No, I'm joking. We go halves. Okay.
We go halves then.
That was... that's rotten. The quiz. I found it fun.
I don't know. We should have probably maybe planned it a bit more.
I was on my feet all day.
Seems like we're only at the end of like 5 minutes.
It was an hour and 40 minutes.
It felt like
I've been on my feet all day and saw us doing U-tate or stuff and all that, so I had to come home really quick and I had about half an hour to look this up and then
For those out there, Louis has his own new theatre.
Yeah, it'll be starting up when you listen to this. We're recording this on Friday, so you'll hear this on Sunday. It'll be next Friday in Swords. Any young people aged between 12 and 17 who are interested in youth theatre, you can find us on Facebook at Swords Youth Theatre.
Swords Youth Theatre.
So yeah, that's a little plug there. For anybody who have any young people interested in drama and arts, it's my own theatre. They'll be working with me. A bit of expertise here.
And in case you don't know who Louis is, Louis is a
TV star.
Just in case. And Wes. And me. You just don't know it.
He's not crying much.
You don't know
he's
it
an up-and-comer.
Up-and-comer in the porn world.
He'll see me in, he'll see me in the next movies on the internet.
Pornhub.
Right.
So
that was buzzy though. Yeah, it was good quiz.
So quiz.
Good bit of knowledge in that. Actually,
that's what I'd like to think. What bit of bands that would is that what we're gonna do? Is that what we're gonna do? Will we start off with a nice little quiz at start, a little something to play along with at home, have a laugh?
Yeah, well, we could do stuff like that.
And then the next hour or so, we can have a chat.
Yeah. Hopefully, there's a bit of feedback. Let us know, anybody who's listening, that if they enjoy the quizzes and
let us know if this one's good.
We're still having the chats as well.
Yeah, please let us know. Let us know if this is good, as in like closer to the number. Type games or
you let us know what you think of this Rotten Tomatoes bleeding website.
Yeah, that's
right. And again, actually, as well as that, if you have any ideas for quizzes or anything and such, feel free to share those ideas as well.
Yeah,
because it helps us fucking make helps a fool of ourselves for you guys. I did this for your ass.
I don't know what I'm doing next week. Next week's different.
We'll have a topic.
We're recording midweek next week.
Yeah,
because next weekend is very busy with the youth theater, and
I might be busy myself.
My son's first birthday, so it's all fucking.
Yeah, I kind of might be busy. Either way, we'll have one by.
It's literally you could finish recording.
We'll have one within the next 2 weeks, say.
Yeah, well, I'd like to have some.
We probably have two.
Look, I might end up being another solo.
Just to make up for it, you know what I mean.
I might be another solo band to fill in between.
Either way.
I know Sean wants to hop on.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Another friend of ours.
Yeah, Rob's one of Sean.
He's a friend of ours. Very knowledgeable about games.
You know, he wants to talk about most overrated games. Like what he thinks his overrated game is and all that.
Like what games you talk about overrated and
GTA.
More.
No. GTA is not overrated, man.
All those people online.
Some GTA is weird.
It is a bit overrated,
it's
in all
not
fairness.
Fucking overrated.
Because
GTA.
People have this expectation of running away with your mates, you get on, and next of all, you're getting banned for blowing someone's car.
They're on about GTA 5.
Dean's still salty
here.
GTA
is a franchise.
Dean got put in the dunce cap.
Damn you, Rockstar.
That's because you have Mr. Burns when you knew before to blow people's fucking cars.
It's not the point. It's Grand Theft Auto. It's not fucking My Little Pony. Grand Theft Auto means basically robbing cars and acting the maggot.
Yeah, but don't ruin other fucking people's games experience. Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of these whingers.
You take insurance out. You take insurance out of your car so that whoever blows it up pays for it.
Yeah, but still. Do you know what I mean?
Why get banned for doing it? It's just a load of bollocks.
I don't know. Yeah, if you keep doing it, you turn it. It's, I don't know. There's a few little ups and downs.
I did it 4 times in one night and I was straight away.
We could have a full blown podcast on.
Man's got cap on his head, innit?
What?
Man's got cap on his head.
Man's got cap. Alright, but that was buzzy though, it was good.
So you know GTA, yeah?
Yeah.
You know when you finish a mission and a little theme song plays?
Yeah.
What is the best of all GTAs when you complete a mission?
Oh man.
What do you think the number one little song
is? I don't know,
is?
The San Andreas one was pretty good.
What was that?
Remember that one?
I do remember
that. I remember that shit.
That was like the worst one. The worst explanation.
Well, like that's, I just remember that part and
starts
off.
Do
it, you know what I mean?
I only heard this again recently. The best one.
When you complete a mission, it doesn't do the whole song. It just
when the mission was.
You know, he goes mission passed, and you got a little
and
team.
It just goes.
Like in Vice City, you just go like. In Vice City, you go like. The best one actually, in my opinion, belongs to Vice City Stories.
Anything Vice City.
Because it's an absolute 80s power ballad guitar riff.
Isn't it right?
Every
time me and Lance.
Yeah, his brother Vic.
Or Vic, sorry.
Every time you complete a mission, you get this little taste of this riff.
Yeah.
Nah. San Andreas.
Sonic. I prefer San Andreas.
Oh, you're missing this
tip. You prefer what? San Andreas.
Because you're more 80s. Even though you were born in the 90s.
That's Vice City. That's Vice City. Here's San Andreas. Is it?
Oh, that's a mission
pass.
That's the mission pass.
But that's not the mission pass one.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah. This is the all GTA mission pass. Watch, I'm going to get fucking copyright strike now if I'm playing that.
No, you wouldn't. You shouldn't.
They only played the fucking thing. They didn't do
there's anything. A certain way you get copyrighted is if you
if play we're making full, money off if you the play the
full
thing.
Song or
you just played the full thing there.
Yeah, that so was that clip. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Fuck you.
Rockstar's making loads of money off you, so why
they
not?
They don't give a shit. We're promoting it. It's free advertisement. It's planned, you know what I mean?
Whatever, we play what we want.
We buy Rockstar's games, so.
Whatever.
Fuck y'all.
Was there any, was there any games or films on that you didn't. Would you expect to hope that didn't?
Yeah, like,
Did you what?
I said one, didn't I? I did say one that I thought was going to come up. Like? No, I thought I did, and actually, never mind, maybe I didn't.
Annihilation was one of them, or like you said Resident
Evil. Oh, no, I said Street Fighter, yeah, but that came up. That was
one. Like, even when you said at the start of the night, games that got turned into movies, I couldn't even think of any straight off the bat, so.
I don't know, yeah, I'm trying to think of a few now. I think we kind of nailed a lot of them. There was a few, but there was... what other games? I heard they were supposed to be making it. No, remember that game? Not a game prototype.
Yeah.
Oh, great game.
It was a good game. You still... I lent you a prototype actually, too and never got it back.
I was actually going
to
say that to you.
I never got that back to you.
I gave that to my nephew.
You didn't you sold it, you fucker.
Gave it to my nephew because we moved house only there 2 weeks ago and I seen it and he says to me, that's yours then.
Yeah. Straight that's back actually mine. That's Wes's. I love that game, man. Motherfucker.
Oh, great game. What's his name? Alex Mercer.
That was the... Alex that's Mercer. The first game. The dude in the first game, though. Mercer, you know Mercer in the second game.
Yeah, there was two.
You're like an upgraded version of Mercer in the other game.
Mercer?
You
weren't even related to him, were you?
I heard, actually, a while back that they were supposed to be making
it. Yeah, actually, in the second one, it's your whole business to go find Alex Mercer. Yeah, he's the reason why you are what you are.
Prototype.
But anyway,
movie. I'll take it in now.
I don't think that was a movie.
It wasn't a movie.
I'd have heard if that was even gonna be.
But I remember hearing that they were making it, but I don't think it could have been just a rumor. You know what I mean? I'm not sure. That would be a good movie.
Would be a good movie
if they did it right.
Especially today because of the things they can do.
Yeah,
comes up here is 2015. I'm gonna click into 2015 article. What happened to the movie?
Oh yeah.
Oh no! Wait, no. The prototype.
So they were gonna make them.
So they were going to do a prototype of the prototype.
Oh no, there's a film called The Prototype or something.
It
looks like a mixture of the Orange Giant with a gimp suit.
I don't know.
Definitely not it, so.
It's not that bad.
No, this dude could morph into anything at any time.
Yeah, that was a really good game prototype. Yeah, you could eat people and then turn into them.
Like hold X, I think, whatever the jump button was, and just jump.
Jump from miles.
Jump as high as.
Didn't like it.
I thought it was savage, man.
Didn't like it. I
got two of picking someone up
got two repetitive from
just going on a rampage just yeah.
consuming them and next of all you are them you're like, do you know what
you can morph into them yeah.
the liquid terminator the way you can just kill someone
the T-1000
yeah
that was cool man that was actually a good game I enjoyed that
I'm about to hop back on to the 47 games here on Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think the number one is? It's a brand new film.
What?
It's a brand new film starring The Rock.
What's a brand new film? Hitman?
No, I'm on these video game films there.
Yeah, but what's a brand new film?
The brand new film is the most highest rated video game movie of all time at the moment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tomb Raider?
53%.
Doom? No, it's not Tomb Raider.
What
is it then?
Not Doom.
What game?
It's Rampage.
Rampage? What's Rampage?
Rampage was a game.
Rampage is a game, yeah, an arcade game. You played as a big giant monkey, you know, and you fucking destroy the buildings and all that.
King Kong?
No.
Rampage! Oh, do you know, I just
clicked on it. They had normal names like fucking Frank or something like that, or kind of, literally like George is the monkey, I think, or something like that. There's a big wolf. It's a new film with The Rock. It's a new film with The Rock. He's a big
huge. That's
what it's based on.
Because The Rock is in everything, that's why you can't keep up with his films.
There was about 4 or 5 Pokemon films on this list as well.
Pokemon film. Mm-hmm. I remember the first Pokemon movie, man, actually. I remember that. Well, I loved it. Pokemon. I thought it was great. The very first ever movie.
Mewtwo Strikes Back.
It's just like the cartoons, but a movie.
Yeah, it was just a cartoon movie, like, but it was all about Mew and Mewtwo.
Where do you think, in 47 films, where do you think it sits?
What?
Pokemon?
Yeah.
Probably in the top 5.
No, it's not.
No?
Yeah.
Top 10?
No.
No, where is it then?
I'm trying to load the fucking page.
60.
I don't know. It's probably like
23. Mew versus Mewtwo,
and that was the first one. Yeah, that was the first ever
Pokemon. The first movie, yeah, Mew versus Mewtwo.
I remember that came out.
I think it's Pokemon 2000 has fucking Westlife from the credit music.
Really?
Yeah. Oh man, funny you.
Westlife,
yeah, it's pretty weird. Flying without wings, I think.
No way, for Pokemon? That's crazy, man.
Mortal Kombat 2, the Annihilation one, sits at 3%.
3%? Yeah, I'm not surprised, man.
House of the Dead was another one.
House of House of the Dead.
Yeah.
I remember that film. That House of the Dead was like that arcade game.
Yeah.
It was like in every fucking arcade you went into.
It's a film.
It was the zombie one.
Directed by you, Boyle.
Really?
3%.
Oh, my God.
I remember the going on to the... Is it the main, I remember it did this. The main character, the main actor, his name is Jordan Cherry. And I went onto his Wikipedia page and he edited it to all the he's and they's to I. So it looks like he wrote his own page. I studied drama here. I was in these. It was like that for a good 2 months.
No way.
I kept checking around and going, people must think this fella writes his own wiki page.
That's gas.
That second Resident Evil film, Silent Hill film, is 7%.
Silent Hill?
Yeah, Silent Hill 2.
Yeah,
there was a Double Dragon film.
Double Dragon?
Yeah.
What was Double Dragon again?
It's a side-scrolling NES game where you box the head off people.
Oh, yeah. There was a movie. What is it? What's the rating?
It's
8%.
Robert Partridge in it. The T-1000. That was Terminator.
Oh, yeah. The dude with the ears.
Dude with the ears.
He has big ears. I don't know.
Yeah, but every time I see him in any film after that.
But he was a badass.
Oh, you see him as the Terminator.
Yeah. Watch him in Sopranos. He's really good in Sopranos.
One of the most badass.
I can't see him as anybody else every time I see him.
And he didn't have to say a word like in the film. He was so intimidating. That was a class one.
No, Terminator. A couple of words he says... Something about John, you know John.
Yeah, he speaks in it, but
he
like
does
just
say absolutely nothing.
I'd love to be.
Even when he's chasing after the car, when he runs out chasing the bike, he's actually, just running, and he's just running and with that straight face.
Clings onto the back and all. Oh, it's like fucking driving. Yeah, I remember watching that.
Sorry, I kicked the table.
I'd love to be able to be around to watch that when I came here, because the whole thing was it wasn't revealed who the bad guy is in that film. Is obviously we know now, but we weren't. T2, Terminator 2, because Terminator 1, he was the bad guy.
Yeah, Arnold is.
And well, he was a different model.
Yeah, but if you watch number two,
just programmed to
different. He was a different T. What did the T?
He's a T-600, I think.
T-600.
If you watch Terminator 2, up until the point,
T-600 with that same skin on it, but it was a good one that they made in two.
Yeah, but you don't know that at the start.
No, you find out.
But watching it now, if you think it's who the good Terminator is now, who do you think it is? It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, yeah.
So if you imagine...
But the original is the T-600.
Yeah, he's the bad guy, yeah. So if you imagine number two came out and all the trailers, all the action is shown, but it never shows who's with who. Yeah.
Does it not even show you John on the bike with him?
No, all that is edited out. Like, you never see who's with who.
Do you know what? I'm actually recalling the trailer now, and when they're down in that little... what's in GTA?
Yeah, the fucking sewerage line there.
Yeah, when they're driving down there, you actually see in the trailer, I think it's... And Schwarzenegger when he's cocking the gun, flicking the gun.
You probably don't know who's with him.
And you don't know who he's shooting at, so
The reveal is actually, throughout the whole thing, John Connor is never with anybody. And then the two lads meet him in the corridor beside the vending machine.
Yeah.
And it's only when Arnie goes, get down, you realise,
Oh
fuck, he's the good guy.
He's the good one, yeah.
How fucking, well, see, how cool would that have been to be like, watching that in the theatre and going,
but
what
know,
the
when
fuck,
I was a kid,
wait, what?
Yeah, because Terminator 2 was the first Terminator I saw.
You have no idea.
Did you see Terminator 1 before 2?
Yeah. No, it was real. It was all. Yeah. Mean, so I knew Arnie was the good guy. That reveal was gone.
No, that was
like,
for me.
Like, I was 1 when it came out, so no. Like, I wouldn't. Like,
yeah, like.
I only seen Terminator 2 like a couple of years back.
Yeah.
It was one of those took me a while to get back.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up watching them films, man.
And now I saw it as a kid, but I saw 2 first. So I always knew that Arnie was the good one, you know.
But
what
I mean?
And then when I saw 1, I was like, "Oh, he's actually."
Imagine the fans that are watching it and going, "Oh, here we go now." Yeah. This copper fella, he was this new, like,
he's gonna take on
this
Arnie.
New Terminator is gonna take with the old one. Like, wait, what?
And yeah, so that would have been fucking.
That moment where he just goes, "Get down!"
No way, he's actually good.
And
now,
that's the reveal. And then after all that, then he's
that
always
been savage, man.
And then
you see
the other one's true nature. He's just. Like, he's on the phone talking as his man. He just has you thinking.
Yeah.
If you ever watch that now, you realise how shit the graphics are.
No, go back and watch it. No.
Well,
go back and watch it again.
I've only watched it.
He just walks through the bars.
Yeah,
like,
the fucking liquid.
No, I'm not saying they're crap, but I mean, if compared to what they can do, you look back then.
Yeah,
look
but that
back
was
then
the fucking 90s, you know what I mean?
No, I'm talking about the bullet hole ones, yeah.
The grenade launcher.
Some of the things actually hold up really well.
And he just kind of goes and you can well tell it's kind of like, fuck me, when I was a kid, that freaked the life out of me, man. Like this big looking thing going.
I was fucking dead.
Me when that freaked
I thought
me,
it was class.
But when I seen it only recently, it was kind of like saying, "How was I even scared of that back in being a kid?"
I'll never forget the figurine. I had a figurine that my ma bought me years and years ago of John Connor with that little scrambler, not a little red scrambler he had in the film.
Yeah.
And I had a figurine of it, and for some reason I just loved it. It was my fucking favorite toy. You know what I mean? And I lost it then when we moved house, and I'll never forget how devastated I was.
Probably on a storage drain with your truck trays and
I don't know, but I was never fucking. So caught up about something in my life. Like, I still remember that figurine to this day. I brought that.
I used to have a favourite toy as well. It was actually a little Spider-Man.
Was one of those like school, was one of those like, every joint could move.
Every joint could
move. Yeah, you remember one of
the good ones.
I had one. Yeah, you could even move his fingers.
His ankles moved. Yeah,
I had one.
You could move his two fingers down,
or
you could have his.
I had that one
like that.
Every body part could move, and it could still stand up on its own. So it was a good one.
I don't think I lost it in school. I think, right, because look, the way I'm sitting here now, I had Dave sitting beside me, chatting away, turning around, it's gone. So someone took it, but I've never figured out who. And the teacher even said, nobody's leaving until we find who did it. And he went through all the bags. Not one person had it.
It's the fucking teacher.
So if you're ever listening,
it's the fucking teacher.
Probably was the teacher.
Teacher took
it. That was like the Turbo Man. It would jingle all the way. It's just like every kid needs that Spider-Man doll.
Yeah, it was the fucking teacher.
It's like, are you trying to get that fucking Turbo Man doll? Put the cookie down.
No way. I had him in four class.
It was that class. He lives in Donegal. I know where he lives.
He was sound. He wouldn't take that.
That's why I never thought it was him. You just told me it was him. So.
You're fucking dead.
What films actually was there though? We went over the list.
There'd be nothing else you really know. It was Pokemon films, the Resident Evil films.
Anything else we might know?
No, not really. I just went over the Tomb Raider sequels and like that. I went over again to see what was around that pop out. There's
so to conclude, Blood Rain. Overall,
play Blood Rain.
Blood Rain, yeah, the vampire game.
Yeah.
Blood Rain. It's a movie?
It's two.
Really?
Yeah. One of them has 0%.
What's the rating?
Zero and something else. It's a cue ball.
Oh, really? Oh, for sake. That game wasn't bad, I don't think.
I don't know. It's a PS2 game.
Oh, that was the one where you could, like, you were a vampire girl, but you could, like, suck the blood of one of your victims from, like, 10 feet away.
So just a vampire, yeah. What's a vampire girl got to do with it, huh?
Because you were a girl in the fucking game. That's why I said it.
All vampires matter.
Does it?
You're vampire lives matter. You're a girl.
That's stupid. No, but seriously. But I don't know if the game was any good. I didn't know.
I never played them.
And if it got 0% and it was that Yule Ball.
Yule Ball.
Fuck him.
Yule Ball. I think it's actually Yule Ball as
so
you pronounce
it. I think we can conclude that, there aren't many.
I think we can conclude that there's no good video game movies.
No.
Critically acclaimed.
That
is scary because...
If you could make a movie out of a video game, what would you?
Well, there's two coming up now and I'm fucking terrified.
What?
Uncharted.
They're making a film movie from that.
Yeah, you know who young Nathan Drake is?
Tom
Holland.
Tom Holland. Spider-Man?
He's young Drake. Like...
Really?
Teenage Drake.
Film might be good though then.
Nathan Fillion. Fillion. Did you not see the fan film? Plays Drake.
Okay.
It might
be good.
I'm not going to pause now, but
why that films don't do great off games is because they copy the games. One seems to be going.
When you play a game, you're part of the story. You're driving the narrative. You're in control of it. Everything happens in the, when you're having a fight. When you die in the game, you die. You come back. You're in a shootout. You're not going to think, how do you show that in a film? How can you show? Oh, I'm
hardcore.
Shit.
What about Hardcore Henry?
That's exactly. Imagine Doom with Hardcore Henry.
Yeah.
Would that work? Especially the way Doom is now.
Well, they did it, but it was just shit the way they did it.
That kind of thing. And the other film that they're in the middle of making is The Last of Us.
Are they making The Last of Us movie?
Yeah. And
I reckon they could do it.
Ellie is fucking.
Is he a one?
You won
from that game?
Juno.
From the game we played.
No, it's not. It's him.
Because I know she does a voice, don't she?
Oh, a girl has no name.
Aria Macy with Maisie Williams.
Yeah, she's been saying to beside Ellie. Yeah.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Maisie Williams, Arya Stark.
Little Stark. Yeah. So and I don't know who's playing Joel.
Who would you like to see playing him?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Joel is in his 40s.
Oh, is he?
I was thinking more along the lines of...
People say...
Jared Butler.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
At Logan.
Yeah.
Look at Logan.
Hugh Jackman.
And look at Last of Us. I got Last of Us voice in Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Logan and the X-23
I'd go with Hugh Jackman on that one.
Hugh Jackman, I'd say.
Hugh Jackman as he is in Logan.
Christian Bale?
No.
With a beard?
No, not at all.
No, he's not the same character.
No. It has to be. It's just rough Texan.
But Hugh Jackman, it's kind of the perfect. I can't think of anybody.
Someone else said, I think Jared Butler got thrown out, but he's too bulky.
That's what I said.
Jared Butler or fucking Hugh Jackman,
I think, but if you watch Logan, you go, holy shit, that's The Last of Us. It's been compared. If you type in Logan and D.
Jason Momoa.
And DL.
What about Jason Momoa?
Not a chance, no. It's too stocky.
He's too young.
He's too stocky as well.
You could slim fucking down, man. People can lose weight for films.
No, but he's stocky.
He
wouldn't suit it.
Yeah, he's
from
Texas. Gotta be sort of an average slim American.
Joel is just an everyday fella working on the construction yard.
Hugh Jackman's big enough though.
Yeah, but he he's seeming Logan when he's all
we're talking about width in shoulders. Hugh Jackman,
yeah, have you not seen the size of that motherfucker he's at his peak in Wolverine?
He's not wide.
Yeah, Wolverine's 20 years ago.
He's ripped, man.
Wolverine's 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, but still, he could do, I don't know. Hugh Jackman, though,
stick a lumberjack.
I don't know. I'm scared of the last
jacket on anyone and they will look skinny or slim.
I'm scared of the last of being in the movie. It's one of my favorite games, and the game itself is a fucking fantastic narrative.
I don't know what they're gonna do about
like, I'll show you the Uncharted fan film, because it's really fucking good. Like, it's like this fella is born to play Drake.
Man, what happened to those Mortal Kombat fan made videos?
They were online.
Nathan Drake being like a fucking parkour head. Tom Holland is actually pretty good, because I was only watching something about him earlier on. The way he landed the Spider-Man role is because he did ballet his whole life. And when he went in,
when he went in
on stage, he flipped in onto his audition and flipped out of his audition. They just said him.
But yeah, whatever happened to those Mortal Kombat fan made videos?
They're just online. They're all able. They're all online.
Yeah, but they were savage. Like, and then they just stopped. Simon. Yeah, no, that was the fucking. That was a different.
I joke.
That was they made these actual fan made videos in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they got the force was good.
They were savage, man.
Nah, they blew it aloud in the force.
They went shit. Like,
they blew it aloud in the force, and they couldn't really follow up with anything else.
You know what is good?
Just couldn't follow up with any good follow. Like, it's all online, man. That's all it's made. Yeah,
it's these fan made things on YouTube. I seen one years ago. It was the Hulk and Superman in the fight dueling.
Oh, it's just the graphics thing.
Brilliant, man. Brilliantly done. Now, I only copped the last one day the other day. It was like number 6 of all the segments that was out. Savage. I think they're deadly. For fan made things, they use Christopher Reeves, I think, face image of Christopher Reeves, but he's a big stocky Superman. Like the new dude, but just with Christopher Reeves' face.
So, did you ever see there's another one for Star Wars? It's called Concrete Hustle. It's a Star Wars lightsaber duel. It's just a video on YouTube of three lads. A choreographed lightsaber duel. It's deadly, man. It's really well put together.
There's another one as well. It's the Dragonborn versus the Vault Dweller.
What, really?
In the woods. Yeah, it's really cool.
No way. Dragonborn all the way.
But like, he does things like whips at the pit boy and then he slows down and the percentages just come up on him and vats and all. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's the two of them versus each other in the forest. It's a way of action as well. Who wins? I can't remember. I think Dragonborn wins.
Yeah.
It's a way of action.
You're not going to beat a fucking Dragonborn.
But it's live action. It's not a CGI thing.
Really?
Yeah, so it's two actors to fucking deal
with.
Yeah,
that's sweet. Like, yeah, they did a few ones. They did a Battlefield one as well, where it's like first person, the camera's all in first person view, and it's like the game. Your man throws out like a med kit and stuff like that in it. It's deadly looking. It's actually savage. Like,
cool shit like that online.
But yeah, that was enjoyable.
That was it.
Quiz was.
Are we winding up? It's only an hour and a half. Like,
what time is it?
An hour and a half, we're on now.
We got 24/7 donuts, so it doesn't matter what time we finish up at, but we are sweating for donuts.
I don't mind. I kind of want donuts.
Yeah, well, I don't know what else there is to say, really.
There's much to discuss now on topics.
Do we plug all the streams?
I was going to mention a bit about Spider-Man, but I haven't played it. The only one that's played it here is Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't really want to say about that Spider-Man now, you know what I mean?
I'll give it a fucking Winston Churchill on that. I'll give it yes.
I don't want any Spider-Mans going on.
No, I won't spoil it. No, of course, no. I wouldn't spoil it, especially because on the podcast, people listening. If we were just here by ourselves, I'd spoil the shit out of it. But yeah, it's a brilliant game. If you like Batman Arkham Knight and the likes of the fighting style and gameplay.
Is there a stealth element?
Yeah, stealth elements in it as well. And but you just won't like them.
What do you mean?
Me personally enjoyed them, but I would have liked a bit more stealth. I can't say much because,
well, is it like Predator mode?
No, so you can't say much, man. It's up on YouTube, but you, like, just don't spoil the ending of the game, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't just play
a Spider-Man. Okay, let's put it like that.
Play as Miles Morales.
You play as a couple of characters.
Who's Miles?
Miles is the
new Spider-Man, isn't he?
He's gone, but I don't know whether he comes into this because I haven't seen anything like that yet.
No, in the comics you don't just play as
Spider-Man or Miles, you play as a couple of characters. So
MJ, the kind of thing. Kill.
Okay, right.
Nice. So, no, that's
good. The stealth element is on both sides. I mean, you can play stealth through Spider-Man. If not, you can get through. So there's waves. There's like these, like, it's no spoilers. It's like side little quests of like building sites full of bad guys.
When you win, there's waves
of them. So there's 5 waves, but you can go through it all stealth.
It's like Predator mode in Batman where you hide in the rafters and things
Them all
out.
You don't just have to fight them straight up. You can take them out quietly.
Obviously, you can take them when they're around people.
It's called Predator mode because it's like Predator versus Prey. I don't mean going in looking after like a fucking sexual Predator.
When you said Predator
mode.
Spider-Man.
You can hide and fucking park car up on the if you're in.
So I'm a jack a dick.
But it is. It's very fun. It's actually a very good game.
Can you jack your dick?
Brilliant.
Yeah, man.
The Avenger Tower, isn't it? You can jack your dick on the Avenger Tower.
There's a trophy now. Get on top of the Avenger Tower.
Yeah, and you can take selfies as well.
The Avenger Tower is in the game.
Yeah, it's like the Strangers' office in the game.
And Doctor Strange is obviously
They were kind of fucking what's the name
like
of
is in the game in the story like is Spider-Man in the Avengers at this stage?
I don't think so. I don't think
or the
well, let's not go into that. Come on, because that's kind of spoilery for me.
Okay. Okay. The Spider-Man you play as in this game, as everyone already knows through the trailers, you're 8 years into being Spider-Man.
Oh, you're already spoiled, yeah.
So you're not just a kid. You're not.
That's what I mean. That's why I was asking: is he in the Avengers?
No more college. There's nothing like that. So you're kind of 8 years into it.
Spider-Man.
Right.
So I have a feeling you are in with him because.
So
there's quotes in the game to
he knows them, yeah.
Well, I need to get Spider-Man and play that now.
Well, you
touch
have
on that in the next one.
You've less than him once because.
But it is funny when you come across Doctor Strange.
Other game's gonna take over.
Red Dead.
Let's not talk about it again.
Swings past because Doctor Strange's building, and he's like, "Whoa, there's something strange about that building." Yeah, so
proper little spoily things.
Few little things, yeah.
Is there a what if password in there?
A what if? What if? No, as far as I know, there's no passwords.
No, it's out of force PS1 game. touched on it a few
times. Yeah. Anyway.
Great game. Brilliant game. Recommend it to anyone who likes Spider-Man. Or doesn't even. It's a great game to play.
Can you take a mask off and jack off into it and put it back on?
There is a suit that you can just run around in your boxers with just a mask on.
I've seen the 2D suit. I've seen the 2D suit in your cartoon. You're a comic. In the world.
It's
a
bit trippy though sometimes. Like, because you're swinging and flipping and twirling you're a comic.
You're like paper.
And you're going around a realistic city. I mean, you can see leaves and pigeons flying past you, and then you're this comic thing baiting shoot. But there is a deadly few costumes, man. Even the powers per costume, you don't have to stay with
you
the costume.
You can mix and match.
Sweet.
So, for instance, this suit has like webs that just burst out like tornadoes, but you can stick that in with this suit that doesn't have any power. So
mix and match powers.
It's good.
It's cool.
Yes,
right, I gotta get Spider-Man.
Cool. Is there like hobos in it that like Jack your dick?
What's it with you and Jack and Dicks?
I think Louis needs a 5 minute break with Jacks.
Louis wants to jack his dick. But yeah, anyway.
Just trying some stuff.
Let's end on that, will we?
Jack the dick.
He's on the pavement, fellas.
Quick.
I can't think of.
Pretty quick.
There's not a lot of games except for Red Dead, but we've already
done. We're not talking about it. Yeah.
I think Red Dead comes up in every podcast.
It does, man, yeah.
So I think this one should
hold off.
Yeah.
Because it's out soon. Very, very soon.
It's out in less than a month.
26th.
So anyway, that's ended there, and with that we might as well just do the usual pluggy plugs. And when you hear this, within the next week, Wales will be playing Outlast live on twitch.tv/bitabance.
Yep.
This link will go up on the new Facebook page, facebook.com/bitabance. Thank you so much to the 302 people so far who have liked it. We hit 250 people within 24 hours. Fantastic. So beautiful. Also, as well, we finally got put up on iTunes. We got put up onto CastBox. There's just one more. I think it's Bean Radio is the final podcast site, and then we are up on everything.
All main
sites. Nice. You catch us here, already on Anchor, Spotify. I can't remember them all. They're all there. The links are all on Facebook.
Joe Rogan, watch out. We coming for you.
You want to experience? You're going to experience these nuts.
Yeah.
But twitch.tv/bitabance. Where's we playing out last? You want to play? Wait, that's the team. Are you going to go first?
I don't know.
Or do you want me to go first?
Maybe you should go.
Are you still on the same night? Both of you sit here.
No, we've got two different nights. One night is going to be dedicated. I don't know. Well, that's the thing. We're going to do. I was thinking, 3 hours? 2.5, 2 hours?
We'll surprise them. We'll see which one. I don't know.
We don't want to go first.
Do you want to see Louis first? Do you want to see Wes first?
Anyway, if they don't get back, then.
Both games are installed, ready to rock and roll.
If you don't make his mind up, the lads will make their mind up for you.
So. Well, it depends on schedules with work as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll work that out either way.
But we'll be knocking them out. Wes is going to be playing Outlast. I will be playing The Evil Within. Both blowing playthroughs. No prior knowledge to any game. Well, I have prior knowledge of Outlast, but I won't be playing Outlast.
I've just seen the Outlast trailer, man. I'm fucking shitting. It looks scary enough.
A few jumpy. It's a more jump scare game than.
But that's the whole point of it. Like,
Wes doesn't like these games at all.
Games.
Yeah. Well, there's parts in there where you're following this cunt and you see him and you take your eye off for 2 seconds. You look back, he's gone, and then he's right beside you. So.
Getting chased.
Just bring about 6 or 7 pairs of jocks.
The two big, the two big naked dudes looking at you as well.
Bring it on to you because I'm sure Louis needs his own.
I'm curious to see The Evil Within as well, though.
Same. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a Bethesda game, so.
Okay, well, that'd be decent.
Well, no, it's like a third person horror shooter.
Good things about it.
Third person horror shooter over shoulder type thing.
Yeah.
As far as I know. So I don't know if it's how actually it is.
Fight back in your
is it gonna, I don't know if it's going to be like you have loads of bullets or you can waste them, or is it like you kind of just go gung fucking ho and like, ah, there'll be bullets around the corner, or is it like, shit, do I want to use this shotgun?
Where's it set? Is it set?
I don't know. I haven't a clue. I think it's just set in this like horror Victorian time. I don't know, not even Victorian time, just horror time. I've no knowledge of it. All I know is you wear a white shirt.
Is the case of it like a, I haven't played it out. Is it like a skull or something, like a smoky skull or something?
I don't know. Well, you're thinking of Until Dawn?
Oh yeah, maybe.
That was another idea I wanted to have was Until Dawn and everybody picks a character, but me and Wes have already cleared the game. You've already played the game, haven't you?
What?
Until Dawn.
Yeah, oh. Watched me play
it. I know you've knowledge of it though. But then the whole idea was I want the people who no knowledge to play the game and we all sit down and play it through. But as I said, the reason I want to go what hours, we go 3 hours a session just so we can break through the fucking games and we're not spending months on one game.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
If
yeah.
that we go with that, then we should clear both games within 3 weeks.
Cool.
Playing it in one session at a time. Is there anything else? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Got the YouTube page as well, unless if you're not listening there, we're on youtube.com/bitofbents.
Give that like and share and
everything is all up there. Stuff. Everything goes up at the exact same time. I'm looking to upload every Sunday evening. That's a chance. If it doesn't go up on Sunday, it will go up on Monday. We're being smart this time. We're recording on the Friday instead of the actual Sunday so we can edit and get it all done and over with and put it all out ready to rock and roll.
Cool.
As always, if you have anything to say, let us know in the comments. If you like what you hear, leave a like, leave a bit of love, share the love. We really do appreciate it. And with that, I think we're going to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wesley. Take care.
Shalom lat, everybody. See you later.
As always, and still, I am Louis McGee. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home. We are out of here.